Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So a little bit quiet right now around the NFL. We had that first wave of free agent signings. We have kind of a little bit of a trickle down, but it's kind of quiet right now. Kind of some random signings here and there. Chris Jones gets the franchise tag, and we're kind of like, okay, what's next? It's kind of quiet around Chris Jones right now. Is that all right?
Well, it's quiet around Chris Jones right now, but I can tell you from talking to people around the National Football League yesterday, the noise is starting to get louder, if you will, around Chris Jones. And I can tell you from the people that I talked to yesterday that there's a deal out there to be done. And I said, is that a deal to bring him back to Kansas City, or is that a deal to trade Chris Jones? And they said that's a deal for both options right now that are on the table. They said the preference for the Chiefs, obviously, is to bring Chris Jones back into the fold and make him a part of this organization going forward. That's the number one goal of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's still to have Chris Jones part of this organization, and it's not to trade Chris Jones or to stockpile draft picks for Chris Jones. It's to have him part of this organization, and that's what they're still diligent working towards, to try to get a deal done, you know, with Chris Jones. It obviously makes sense for both parties involved, but there's also opportunity out there to trade Chris Jones. As we get closer to the draft, we're 3 weeks from today, you know, away from the draft, the phone calls will start to get more and more and more and more about whether or not people want to give something up for Chris Jones and make it a, you know, make a trade for Chris Jones. We talked yesterday about, you know, DeForest Buckner going for that 13th pick overall, and Frank Reich, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Josh, saying the 13th pick is great, but I'll take DeForest Buckner over the 13th pick. We know what we're going to have, you know, with him in our lineup every single Sunday when we go out there and play. So I think right now there is a deal to be had for Chris Jones to come back to Kansas City. There's also a deal for Chris Jones to potentially be traded away from Kansas City. But their number one goal, their main focus right now, is to find a way to bring Chris Jones back into the fold and be a member of the Chiefs. If I'm Chris Jones right now, though, and it comes down to, you know, signing the franchise tag or ending up getting traded, I would just sign the franchise tag and stay here for one more year based on the circumstances that we're living in right now. You're not going to have an offseason to learn a new system. And if I recall talking about last year with Dee Ford, one of the reasons why they traded Dee Ford was because they were bringing a new system in. They thought he may hold out, not be able to learn the new system and be up to speed. Well, if you're a player right now, you probably want to side and stay with a system that you know and that you're familiar with, so you put yourself in the best possible position to have success. Now, I don't know if it's going to come down to Chris Jones just signing a one-year franchise tender here in Kansas City. I think that may be out the window. But if I'm Chris Jones right now, that's what I would
do.
That's what I would do, just because I know the system. I had success. We're in a bizarro world right now. I can come back to Kansas City, have another good year, and then sign a big-time contract after that. So we'll see where it ultimately plays out. But, you know, the person I talked to yesterday about Chris Jones, I said, what about the $177 that the Chiefs have under the salary cap? How does that affect things? And I got laughed at, basically. Like, don't worry about it. the Chiefs are going to be fine. They're going to find a way to do what they have to do. There's so many different avenues that they can go down right now to free up money under the salary cap. And I said, you know, fans tend to care more about
home equity loan,
right,
whatever.
Stuff like that. Yeah, you know, call Golden Oak and take care of it. They can refinance the stadium or whatever.
Well, I fed that right to you.
You really did. But there are ways to get back under the salary cap and get the money that they need. And I said to the person I was talking to yesterday, I go, fans really care more about the salary cap stuff than teams do. And the response back I got went, well, it's COVID times. What else are we talking about right now? I go, but normally they do. But fans normally do care more about the salary cap situation than teams do right now. So that 177 under the salary cap, it's funny to look at right now. But if they needed money today to go out and sign Chris Jones and make sure that he was a member of this team, they have numerous avenues that they can go down and find that money and get that money to make sure that they can pay Chris Jones. So, like, when we sit here and stress about the salary cap, it really is a moot point. Teams are not thinking about that at all.
Now, you mentioned it might be you would take the 1 year tender.
I would, yeah, that's what I would do.
I don't know if players completely think about, well, I don't know if I'm going to have time to fit into a new system. Yeah. I don't know if that I don't think I would process that if I were a player. And then secondly, you don't know what his agent's telling him.
Sure.
His agent might have a great feel of what the offers are for him and what teams are calling the Chiefs about him and what they would be willing to pay him.
Yeah.
He may be getting some good reports in that vein that says, hey, if it ain't Kansas City, there's Team X, and we know that they're going to be in this range.
Let's just say Arizona, for argument's sake, because they got a lot of salary cap room. Let's say Arizona's talking to the agent for Chris Jones and says, hey, we can give him X amount of dollars per year if the Chiefs can work out a trade. But what if that team doesn't offer what the Chiefs want in return for Chris Jones? Then again, another moot point that we're looking at right now. So the agent's, you know, they can do their job and shop him around and figure out what other teams would be willing to pay. But the flip side is there has to be capital coming back to the Chiefs that's worth it for the Chiefs to go out there and trade Chris Jones. I mean, that, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to working out a trade. You got to find a deal with a team, and you have to find a team that is willing to give the Chiefs exactly what they want for that player in order to constitute this trade.
And do it in a hypothetical manner that doesn't get everybody in trouble.
That doesn't get everybody in trouble. And also, though, but I know from talking to people around the league yesterday, this thing that the Chiefs are doing right now with Chris Jones, their number one goal is still to bring him back. I don't want that to get lost. Their number one goal is to still find a way.
Not shop for a team.
Right, yeah. not shop for a team. Their number one goal is to still find a way to bring Chris Jones back into Kansas City and make it work out for everybody involved.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.